Hey there, Marguerite here, mindset mentor and lightworker from Pitbull, talking to you about why wanting to make a quantum leap in your life is actually sabotaging your success. So we live in a very instant-minded society where when we want something, we want it now. We don't want to wait for it. Whereas many years ago, decades ago, people would have to think about what they wanted. They would have to plan for it. They would have to save for it. They would have to wait until they had the cash to go and actually do something about it to get what they wanted. Well, now we have all sorts of layaway and ways to pay off and credit card and all other ways to just go and get what we want now and then pay it off later, or, you know, take the consequences of high interest rates and all the rest that goes with it. So it's of no surprise that we have come to the point where we want to get from here to where we want to be almost instantaneously. We don't want to take the long road. We don't want the scenic route. We don't want to take our time. We just want to get there and get there now. We're all like impetuous two-year-olds who want what we want, and we want it now. And to a certain extent, we also live in a society where we are able to fast track so much. So when we have an idea now, we have tools and technology at right so accessible that it is so much easier for us to get to where we are, to where we want to be really, really quickly. But when you focus on making that quantum leap, and that is what you want, and you are determined to get that quantum leap, here's what happens. When you don't make the quantum leap, as so many people don't, because they're actually not ready for the quantum leap, mentally, physically, emotionally, they're just not ready for it. And the universe knows that. What happens is disappointment. What happens is a feeling of failure. What happens is this feeling of, I'm not good enough, I don't deserve it. And we already have that to a certain extent, but it just gets worse. So we get further and further and further down the rabbit hole until we feel hopeless and helpless and we just stop trying. So here's why you want to look at this journey as a long-term prospect, not a short-term gain. And that is because it's the little steps that you take every single day toward your goal that will reap the most rewards in the long run. When you put together 1,000 little steps taken over 6 months, it actually adds up to potentially massive success. And so many people, the majority of people, in fact, overestimate what they can achieve in the short term and underestimate what they can achieve in the long term. And this kind of mindset and focus is setting you up to fail, because you want what you want and you want it now. And I get that. I'm not saying that I don't experience that, but I also know that I need to take a realistic approach for me and look at my long-term vision, my long-term goal. How am I going to get to where I am, to where I want to be, and what steps am I going to take? If I manage to make a quantum leap along the way over time, hallelujah, and you will, over time, you will make a massive quantum leap. But it's not necessarily going to happen tomorrow. I'm not saying it can't, because I come from the space of all things are possible. But don't set yourself up for failure by making that the only option. If you keep your options open and you are willing to make a quantum leap in the long term, over months or maybe even years, then you will achieve so much more than you ever imagined possible. But if you are so intent and so determined and to make that quantum leap right here, right now, in this moment or tomorrow, then you are setting yourself up for potential failure. Stay focused, stay driven, stay unrelenting in the actions that you take, but be prepared for it to take a longer period of time than you would really like it to take. And you know what? When you get to your destination, you'll probably look back and go, wow, look at what I have achieved over that period of time. You will be so amazed that even though you didn't achieve it within minutes or hours, you might have achieved it in months or years. You will actually be completely amazed at what you have managed to achieve, the challenges you have overcome, the amount that you have grown to get to where you are in that very moment. So stop limiting your options and setting yourself up for failure by only being prepared to have a quantum leap in this moment. And be prepared to have a quantum leap over a period of time. And this will set you up for success. If you've enjoyed this podcast and you would like more information on how to be abundant, wealthy, happy, and achieve your biggest vision for yourself, then join the Pitbull community. Go over to Pitbull Mindset, Pitbull as in the dog, mindset.com. Register your details there. I look forward to seeing you in the Pitbull community. Take care until the next podcast. Have an exceptional day. Bye for now.